You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. This morning, Mohammed Desai did join Maulana Sulaiman for a discussion, but producer Jaz has been trying tirelessly to get Virgin Active OLED and indeed Virgin Active SA to respond and join us on air, but they have been giving us the runaround. We're joined this afternoon by Professor Anton Herber, Caxton Professor of Journalism and Media Studies, University of Witwatersrand, and Chairman Freedom of Expression Institute. Professor Anton, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us. Prof, has BDS's Mohammed Desai's rights been trampled upon by Virgin Active?
Let me put it this way. Just first as background, you know, South Africa has a long tradition of people using their clothing to make political statements, such as in T-shirts and caps and things like that. And it's a very proud tradition that we must protect. Because, yes, one has a right to express through one's clothing one's political views as long as one does it legally. And there seems no question here that there was nothing in the message on his T-shirt that was illegal. However, it is a private club. They are entitled to set their own rules. I think the difficulty here is that it's not a general rule. And they seem to have picked on him and his T-shirt in particular. If there was a general rule that said no T-shirts with messages or with political messages in our club as a condition of membership, I think that would be one thing. But just to home in on one person with his T-shirt seems to be improper.
Have they now set a dangerous precedent? Will an ANC supporter be able to get a DA shirt wearing gym members thrown out?
Well, I think that's the danger of having arbitrary rules, is that now anyone who sees a T-shirt in a Virgin Active club that offends them will object and try and have that person thrown out. So it seems to me either you make a rule that nobody can wear any T-shirt with any such message. But, you know, I would really hope that what Virgin would seek to do would be to accept that they have a diverse membership, manage that diversity, but really try and promote an attitude of tolerance and open-mindedness in their club.
Yes, we'd all love to see that. Virgin Active has since released a press statement. Have you seen it, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, they're trying to say that this fits in with their rule about suitable dress, but that rule is clearly intended to deal with improper or revealing clothing. It doesn't deal with political statements, and so I think they need to be consistent. I think they've embarrassed themselves on this, and they need to take a consistent position. And I would hope that it's one that accepts and promotes and manages diversity within the institution.
What happens now? Just say, for instance, if hundreds of gym members decide to wear pro-Palestinian T-shirts tonight and head off to OLEDs, is the gym going to attempt to remove all these members?
Well, I think you're pointing exactly to the kind of problem and contradiction they're setting themselves up for and why this move has been foolish. So I hope they will think it through more carefully and establish clear guidelines and so that they don't create this kind of embarrassing situation again.
A white Muslim says he always wears his Free Palestine T-shirt to the old age gym and has never been made to leave or asked to remove it. Could this also be a case of racial profiling?
It is possible, but I suspect it's more around the political message than anything else. I'm sure there are lots of people who've worn things with various messages on their T-shirts, and that is why it's so extraordinary that they should pick on this particular case. It's most concerning, and I hope Virgin Active comes to their senses and starts to handle this much better from now on.
Now, Prof, if Mohammed Desai does take this matter to the South African Human Rights Commission, will he have a strong case?
Well, it'll be a complicated case because, as I say, it is a private club. It can set its own rules. but I think he will have a strong argument about the fact that there isn't a clear rule, that it appears that he's being discriminated against either for his political views or for his race, and clearly the Human Rights Commission will find that totally unacceptable.
If you were in charge of a Virgin Active PR, what would be the next step in terms of returning equilibrium to the gym?
I would back off. I would write and make clear the set of rules that apply and that must be consistently applied. And I would urge all my members to accept that there are others in the club who have different views, and as long as they stay within the law, let's tolerate and understand those views rather than try and block them out.
Prof, we really appreciate your time this afternoon on Radio Islam, taking the time to chat to us. So thank you very much for chatting
to
us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Professor Anton Haber, who's Caxton Professor of Journalism and Media Studies, University of Witwatersrand, and Chairman for the Freedom of Expression Institute, chatting to us about this, what we would say, very contentious saga that has come about. Now, if you were in the position of Mohamed Desai, what would be your next step, and what are your thoughts on how everything has unfolded? You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International.